You might find that Kabbalah. Jeez!
That gives me celebrity status.
Yeah,
it does.
All
right, bye, Zach. No. Remember. I'm going to sing your Kabbalah over here. Yesterday we were discussing two ideas in Chalada. One, Hashem is sitting on Chaf. The Shaila of, good idea, Shaila of has to be Magula. That's the Gemara that Chaf said. The word Chalada comes from the word Chulda, a weasel that's sometimes hidden in the house. That was one idea. That's a Rashi up there learns the whole sugya. And then if the Rashi is hard, the Shai the Machlag is over there. Whether with Shachat, the Malik with a Sakin, with his Chalad the Drasa, the Shai over there, because Ma'is over there, the Shai when needed, the base of Shchit has to be revealed, or the knife has to be revealed. But the Rashi seems to learn the Machlokes over there. The Rashi over there has a problem with Rashi's understanding that there should be a problem with Halad over there. There should be a problem with that the knife is not revealed because the knife, according to Rav Huna, the knife is revealed. The knife is revealed. The knife is revealed. So Meila, what should be the problem? So there, what Rashi learns that the problem doing Shechita, doing Malika with a knife. Problem is, you're going the wrong way. You're doing Mamala Mata. Because Malika is in the back, so you're doing the Vashit first. And that's the problem. That's the problem. You're going from underneath to, meaning as far as the neck is concerned, you're going from underneath to from the back to the front. Instead of the front to the back. So we said in Taisvis that even our sugi seems to be learning, might be muchach, but our sugi seems to be learning Shail is Alts being uncovered. And he's Madame, that's why he said that's the Hemshah in our sugi. What's this whole Gemara doing in our sugi? Because we're talking about Mfaras. I'm saying that over here, even though Yehuda Marav holds Mfaras is not a problem. It's not, he's shechting in a couple places. So it's not one clear cut shechita, but still, there's a problem of if it's covered. So it would seem that our sugi, the problem is being covered. So we said that maybe it's both true. And that has to do with how you read the Gemara. What the Gemara says, that if the Maras Kasha, we already know Chalada from the Mishnah base, where you cut one simon and then you machlid under the second simon, you cut it. Somebody said, no, the other problem is Milmat Lamat Lamala. Shengen over here, the Chalada in our case, he's stuck in that between the simon, you went the regular way. So here, maybe not. Kamash Blunt. So, Lefitaisvis, we're not rejecting that the svara of Milmat Lamala. We're just saying, not saying Kamash Malon, that's not the svara. The problem is that it's uncovered, and therefore, even in our case, it's a problem. Rather, we're saying, besides the problem, you're right. If we just have that, I would say, because you're going the wrong way. Kamash Malon over here, that besides the problem of going the wrong way, Milmat Lamala is also a problem that it's uncovered, and that's why, even over here, you're going the right way. So besides that, it's not a problem. Still, the problem of being uncovered. Now, I'll be this Tais L'Chaira. We can answer the Rajba's Kasha. Because Rajba over here has a problem. What's Rajba's problem? Gemara says, Rav Okay. Then Gemara answers. What an answer. Shai Vaimer. Kamashma. Tachas ha'or k'sheira. I don't know if we read this Gemara yet. Tachas ha'or k'sheira. Bebe Rav Amri. Tachas ha'or any day. So first Gemara says that if you shecht tachas ha'or, it's kosher. Bebe Rav Amri. Tachas ha'or any day. Or on the shmata, tachas semer msumach mao, take. That's the order that we have in our Gemara. The Rosh has semer first. We'll get back to that at the Shem. Now, so Gemara is mesupik. The Gemara is mesupik. What's it then? Tachas or lebei rav. Right, Rashba, Tmili, Beirav Amri, the Beirav Hudi is Beirav Amri, that's Rav Huna, Amper Kama, Guy Molk Sakin, Matam Magad, my base of Leah. My time with Neshu Machlid, Alma Hichlid, Ben Atsamis, the Mafrekis, Afapish and Nigla, Korele Chalada, Koshkin Takazar, Shasakin Nixa, Kicholda. Fact Rashba, Bam Kasha. What's our Gemara Safik? In the Beirav Amri, which the Rajbe shows us, the Gemara tells us that that's Rav Huna. When Mesupik, if you're Rav Huna, what's it then? Tachas Ha'or. I, Rav Huna, is the Mar de Shmaitza and Avchav, and he says the problem with shechting, with doing malik with a knife is Chalada, yeah? Because when you cut through the bone, and as Rashi explained, the bone doesn't open up, b'chulu, so it's the problem of chalada, says the Rashba, even though, yeah, b'etzim, like we discussed yesterday, the knife, that's its problem, right? The knife is, you can see the knife. It's not that you can't see makom shechita, you can see a knife, whatever it is, but there is, it's not like, you know, totally covered over here, yeah? Not totally covered. And yet Rav Huna says, it's the problem of chalada. If the bones, the mafrekas that you cut through mafrekas, that's a problem of chalada because it's somewhat covered. Yeah. So then, what's Gemara Safik over here? Lagabe the ar. What's Gemara Safik here? Lagabe the ar. If the mafrekas, yeah, which barely covers it, that's called covering. Which is the pasha? It's an avela. That's a problem with shchitas, with being doing malik with a sakin. So then kolish can the ors. What's going to suffer with you for your puna? The or mesupik, and over there Rav Huna says the pasul. Dr. Ashba, yesh lehem the puna. The hasam mishum the suffer moel chamevi the malika kosher. The ashba the chuya achrina el a time in the chalada. Vachamer adil mahay tana suffer that will be chaygav na have a chalada. So basically, the Rashba says that over there. Rav Huna is he wants to be daicha because he has the whole chesed in the Gemara there. But kids, Rav Huna wanted to be daicha the raya legabe that mafrek legabe ziri that mafrekis and the roi baser is an avela. That itself is an avela. So if you want to be daicha that, the only other way is to say that it's talking about chalada because of the bones. But ein chanami. You know, over there he said that kilu as a tzad to be doicha the rai of Zairi. When it comes to our Gemara, there the Gemara is besupik taka libedemes. Is it chalada or not? Okay, you know, so basically he's saying the kasha is a kasha. He just trades around a little bit to smooth things out. Oh, but l'chayra, someone points out, God who, that l'chayra if he taisves, you don't have the rabbis kasha. If he ties, you don't have the Rajbis kasha. Why? If he ties is, what's Rav Huna saying over there? Shlomo, what's Rav Huna saying over there if he ties is? Huh? What? V'nir d'choshev chalada l'fisha shaychet asimanim mimata l'mala. Right? What's the problem over there? It's not the problem that it's covered. He says it's not covered. The knife's uncovered. There's not a problem being covered. What's the problem? Now you're going the wrong way. Like Rebbe Ben Gersh learns our whole Gemara. Yeah? Oh, so if that's true, then Tais Kash not Shver. Because, as we said yesterday, Lefi Taisvis, could be there's two issues. There's an issue of Melmat Lamala. That's one issue. That's Chalod and Nafchav. Yes, Shlomo. There's Chalod and Naflamid, which discusses being covered. And that's why, even though we already know from Naflamid Beis that you caught one simon and went below the second one and did it, that's a problem because of the Melmat Lamala. That's partial. That's a problem. But when we're supposed to be stuck in night between the two simanim and shech the right way, is that a problem? What is the problem? It's mefaras that's covered. It's not clear. It's not open. Yeah. So that's our sugya. And maybe within our sugya, Rav Huna is mesupik. What's it then? Bei Rav is mesupik. Rav Huna is mesupik. What's it then? By R, is R considered a cover or not? So therefore, the kasha doesn't start. What's the Rajma's kasha? If Rav Huna over there says that the bones is considered a cover, koshkein or. That's if the sugar is telling me bones is a cover, like Rashi. But if the sugar up there is not telling me bones is a cover, bones is not a cover. Because the knife is revealed. What's the issue of his Mumatlamala? So that's why Rav Huna holds his bustle over there, because it's Mumatlamala, like Mishnah Lama Beis. We shook the one simon and went below. Mashiach and Argamara, this sugi is about covering, about being covered. And that read the baby Rav himself because the Argamara covered. Point to Raj and Mamak, Gabaldi. Poshit, what? The Raj has a problem. Yeah. You know the Raj's kasha? Yeah. What's the Raj's kasha?
The Raj's question is if in the case by. In the case of bones,
he says, in the case of shechting from the mafrekes, then the bone is covering something. If that's a problem, the kol shekhin over here. The answer is over there. It's not a question of covering. Fitaisvis. The problem over there is that you're shechting from the side of the back of the neck, which is the veshet, and then you're going to the kana. That's more matal mala. Okay? That's why it's vade possible over there. Mashenk and Arsug is a discussion of Chalada in terms of being a cover. And that, Bar Beirav is Mesupik. Yeah? Beirav Amri is Mesupik. What's it then? Lagabe, or is that called covering? A similar, it's stuck in night between the two simonim. That's vade covering. Shaila is Lagabe the R. Mamish Gaval Kateritz. Shaitais, the Raj Kash doesn't start. Okay, now in that Gemara itself, so we have Rashi that learns the whole shayla over there is the gabe chalada. You have Taiz that learns meaning gabe being covered, and the way the Beis Levi wants to say Barashi, the Rav Huna holds. That Beis HaShechita has to be covered, not just the problem is not just the knife, the problem is the Beis HaShechita has to be uncovered. That's why the bones, yeah, even though the knife could still be visible, but the Beis HaShechita is not visible. That's a problem for Rav Huna, according to Rashi. And Taisus, the problem is because it's Mumat Lamala. The Ritva over there seems to learn that that's good for Machlaik of Rav Huna and Rava. Right? Because the Gemara says over there, Rava says, what's the problem? Rava says, what's the problem? That Drosa. Right? Rava Amar Mfeshu Dairis. And Rav Huna says Mfeshu Machlit. So Marz Rav Huna doesn't say Dairis because he holds you being Marichal Mevi. You're not being Dairis. Marichal Mevi helped my Malika. Man Dam Shudairis, my time Lama Shumachlid. So he says because Hacha over there, it's like the Chulda, the Machasya Hacha Hamagalia, Hacha Hamagalia. Because Ragi can see the night. So. So that's why he knows there's this Megalia. Oh. So the question is though, what does he hold the Gabe? Chalada? So Dvov there says, Hacha Megalia. Yeah? Miu, Idach, Savar. So what's Rav Huna? Rava says there's no problem with Chalada by shechting, by being mailed with a knife. Why? Because you can see the knife. What does Rav Huna say? It's Rashi. Rav Huna says, okay, you still can't see the base of Shechito. Maybe the knife is covered, right? In other words, they're arguing Lugabe, the dargas of being covered. That's what they're arguing. Rava says it's enough, it's uncovered, it's enough. And Rav Huna says no.
Have you seen Rashi that
that's
not
being covered enough? Okay, that's not for right now. The whole chesed that we read did that yesterday. Say it. Yeah? So, says the Ritva, Miyu Idach Sovar. What does Rav Huna hold? Kosher, Shechita, Melmat, Melmat, Chalodihi. So the Ritva says that that's good for the Machlaikis. It's good for the Machlaikis. Is, you know, it sounds like he's saying it's good for machlokes. When Rava and Rav Huna is what is taker psul chalad. Rava says that chalad, yeah, the psul chalad is that it's covered. So melo, when we're doing shechita, we're doing malika with a knife, it's not a problem because it's covered, because it's uncovered, So what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds no. Rav Huna holds good for the problem is. Not good for the problem is that that's mamat lamala. Like Taisa, but he's saying that's good for the machlekes. He seems to be saying that's good for the machlekes, you Rav and Huna, and what is the psul of Chalada?
How would the Ritva explain why our Gemara brings it by Mefaras? What shaykhs to Mefaras?
First of all, that would be Kashem on the Ben Gershom also.
On who?
Ben Gershom. This idea is not a new idea that we're seeing in the Ritva, right? We said it was with Rav Gershom. So, Kashra Meisim. Whatever, I figured out shot. But it's not a new Kashra. Now, not like this. And that's in Gemara, okay? The Gemara has a few sveikas. One soft l'gabe the or. One on the Yomah says tachas or is kshera, or is not a problem. But yeah, Rab Amri, that any day it's a suffik. Then the Gemara is mesupik. What's it in l'gabe? What's the Gabe Matlis? What's the Gabe Tsem Mesubach? So, let's try to see what's going on over here. So, again, we start off the Sugya, the Chayasim, we two Mahalchim, the Sugya, what is the problem? Is the problem Chalada that it's covered? Is the problem Chalada? The Rav Gershom said very clearly, there's Matl Malo. And then when he gets to our Gemara, which is when you're sticking your knife between the Khan and the Vesha, you're cutting the Vesha. The regular, there he says the problem is that it's not kederach because normally you cut the kana, then you cut the veshet. Normally you cut the kana, then you cut the kana veshet. So in other words, the more simple case of shalei kederach is when you're going malmat lamala. That's not a normal way of shechita. That's the Mishnah base. Who the Merab is saying by yos, if you're Ben Gershom, yeah, nachidi that what? That shechting the vasha and then the kana, maybe it's also called shalei kederach. That's why it's possible. So now, when the Gemara goes on, now the Gemara is mesupik. The question is, how do we understand the sveikas of the Gemara? So, let's start with Taisus. Lefi Taisus, Lefi Rishonim. Taisa was saying the dig, but we saw the Ravon that was quoted, that Ravon the Farish, the problem of Chalada is that it's uncovered. The Rambam, Rambam? Where's the Rambam? Bezud? No, not Bezud. What? Okay, so Rambam. It's before this Rambam, I think, that what we were clearing yesterday, when the Gemara says, what's the Kamash Malon? Is the Kamash Malon that the problem in Lama Beis is not that it's Mamat Lamala? Or the problem, or we're saying, no, Lama Beis Lamat Lamala. There's another problem of being uncovered. Is the Gemara falling off? What's the Kamash Malon? Is the Gemara falling off that the problem over there is Gufa because it's uncovered? When you shechted the Kanan and you went underneath the Veshet, I would have thought, says the Gemara, that it's all Mamat Lamal, Kamash Malon. What's a Kamash Malon? Because they're Kamash Malon, is it? No. Over there itself, the problem is that it's uncovered. The Rambam Mukhar is Mashmalon, not like that. The Rambam Mukhar, the Rambam says that even though it's Derech Shechita, I raise a Psula. In other words, Derech Shechita alone would be a problem. But even though, in other words, if you like the Gemara on Beis, if you go Mamat Lamala, right, that's also a problem Derech Shechita. So he says, if you're shechting normal, Mamal Mata, even though it's Derech Shechita, still it's possible. Hichlas Sakin Takas Ha'ar, Veshachat, Shnei Asimon Gedarkon, Oy Shichlas Sakin Takas Semon Subach, Oy Shepar Matlas Al Sakin Ve'al Atzavar, which Derech Agav, in the Rambam says on the matlas over here, there's two chedushim in the Rambam. What are two chedushim in the Rambam? One is that Piris Talis, right? Not like the other Shainim, where even starting with Rashi, the Rashi says, what's the matlas? Kakrucha losaviv, right? Kakrucha losaviv. As Rashi explains, the Ha'ar Nami La B'chal Shechitu Musafkinan La Mishum Chalad. The Ha'ar Nami La Yishnai Dil Mahai Gufa V'hai Lav Gufa. So Rashi says, what's the Shaila of the Matlis if it's Karach Al Tzavar? It has to be wrapped around. Not just draped over, but wrapped around. That's the Shaila of Matlis. The Rambam says, draped around. And also he says that al-sakin v'al-atzavar. The problem is that both the knife and the neck, yes, are covered. So in other words, we see that so some shayim mashma is nafka the knife. The knife is cut. The problem, I think the Ravonim said, no. The problem was the knife was covered. Af shechita. No. One of the shayim said it was the knife being uncovered. Rambam says beferishly that both have to be. The problem is that both the knife and both the sakin and the tzavar is covered. Hold on a second. What?
Shechting with the knife.
You put a shmat around the knife. What's wrong?
And how does it shech?
Then how do you see the bez shechita around the knife?
On top of the knife. Sorry.
Then how do you see the bez shechita?
It's a cover of the knife that's very tight on the knife. You still see bez shechita. Why not? Hoil ben asak. Oh, says the Rambam. Hoil ben asak and galuya raise yourself in the veil. It's interesting though. The Rambam says both the kavanah and he says holo and a sakin galuya. So may obey the Shtickle's theory. First, Ram said that both. You don't say halvan ein asakin va'abes hashchita galuya. So if I'm writing the diyuk, the Ram says that the talus has to be covering the knife and the sakin. So when he says halvan asakin galuya, he should say halvan asakin v'abes hashchita galuya. So may obey the Shtickle's theory in the diyuk in the Ramba. But when Vinishvi, what does Ram say? What's the problem? Benesak and Galuya. Okay? I raised up in the veil. So the problem is the knife being uncovered. Ram is clear, like maybe the Digan Taisus is more subtle, but the Rambam is like the Ravam, the Feirish, that the problem is Gilui. What? So the fact that that's the stuff, figure the stuff, whether there's a problem of whether this is called the Seder. But I'm showing you what is the issue. What is the aim on the blackboard? What is the discussion about being Megola? Not Kederach and Shalai Kederach. That's all I said. One second. So Shai Lizdo, what are the Sveikis? Mechaira, if there's a din, Rabbi Isai, if there's a din that can't be covered, then okay, what's a shower with the beira with the skin? You don't say that's a better. That's how it's worse. What's the tad? Yeah, what's the tad? It's covered. The knife is covered. Is the problem if it's covered? You cut under the skin. Yeah, is it covered? Yes. And if you cut under the wool, is it covered? Yes. If you cut under the talus, is it covered? Yes. So what's the shiloh? What's the sugyo? What's the sugyo about? What's the sugyo about? So chayra, the aleph bays, that I think you see from this is that the problem of being covered, Zevi, is not a problem that you can't see what you're doing. That's not the problem of being covered, because then there won't be any sugyo. Because then it's pashit that under the R is covered. And under the wool is covered, and under the shmat is covered. Yeah. If the whole problem is you don't see what you're doing, so if because you don't see what you're doing, then you have to see what you're able to see what you're doing. You don't see what you're doing. So chayra, it would seem to me that that's the aleph beis over here. What you see from the fact that there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. In the different levels of being covered, different types of covering, that if it's just pashut, because you have to see what you're shechting, which is what I thought originally, Taka, but then l'chayr, the whole sugya makes no sense. L'chayr. So when I was learning the Rosh, it seems to me I had an idea, and that is, stam. First of all, the Elamai is stam shaila being covered. Oh, so now why is what's the shaila and all these things? I had been covered. Oh, so the Rosh says the Rosh kind of changes the seder advarim of our Gemara. The Rosh is like this: Ibaydul bei Rav Damri Tachasar ni Yedeya Tachasemer page Choftes on top. Tachasemer misubach mal Dilma. What do you say? Kim nitzemer oimid logos loy have a kaar. Okay. So in other words, since it's oimid logos, it's not like ar. Kim nitzemer kim nhash demi mechuber mikri chalada. Tachzamat is akshurisav mitzaver mal. So in other words, like this, the shail is what's called covered. Now, the soul of chalada is that it's covered. Right? But, you know, what's called covered? Yeah? If it's in a house, there's a roof on top. Certainly, if I'm inside the house, right? It's covered. Right? It's covered. Okay, that's what's on this, yeah. But bring out a point. What's called covered? So, one second. So, what's called covered? So, there was one sound in the Gemara that. And this really, I'm not really so sure I understand so well. And that it was decided to me, it has to be covered after with one of the simanim. Yeah? Which is the original, original din of Yehuda Merav is he stuck the knife between the Kohen and the Veshet, and he shechted the Veshet in the right way, but it's covered by the Siman. So for some reason, that's more of a Svara that it's covered. And there's a Lashon Rashi, when Rashi says by Matlis, Mahu, Da'or Nami La Bechal Shchitahu, Umsafkin Ale, Mishum Chalada. Hachinami Loishna. There's a cling in Rashi that the Svara, the Shaila by Or, was that because it's not part of Shchita. So for some reason, I'm not really sure why, that for some reason, something that's part of Shechita that's covering it, something you're going to shech, something that's part of Shechita that's covering the other simon, that's worse. And that was the suffering by R. And that's what I said, but the Shrive of Mount Liz, the R is anyway not part of Shechita and still is called covering. So maybe that's why it's more of a Mustafa by Talis. But I see in Rashi, there's some Duggish over here. You know, the Chilkin R and the Yehuda Merav, that the classic case of Chalad is when you stuck the knife between the Khan and the Veshet, you cut the Veshet, that's because it was a simon that was covering it. It was part of Shechita that was being covering it. And you help it. I don't know why that should be a factor. Maybe someone could have a Svara. But I see that in Rashi. I see it in Rashi. Because Rashi says that when we're handling matlis, Rashi says, because you know we're building off on the outside that R is a problem, maybe matlis is also a problem. Says Rashi, what's my tzad? Because haray the R, you're passing R, even though the R is not part of Shechita. So I see from that Rashi that I mean, if you want tzad, R wasn't a problem, right? Why was R not a problem? Because it's not part of Shechita. It's not been covered with something which is part of Shechita. That I see in Rashi. The Svar, I don't really understand why. But now, what the Rosh is telling me, okay, so we're going that R is part, because the R is it, the R is attached. The R is there. It's a covering. We'll tell you. The R is attached, and you're not, it's not only to be taken off. Mashen Kane, the Tzemer, says the R, says the Rosh. The Tzemer is less of a covering. The Tzemer is less of a covering. Why? Because it's oimit to be geizes. So the whole sugya is handling what's called covered. Yeah? Again, covering doesn't mean that you can't see it. There's a halacha mashma zinai. I don't know what. That has to be the Rabban says we learn out from Chet Shachut, yeah, Chet Shachut. That just like by the Chet, it's uncovered. It has to be uncovered. Shaila, what's called uncovered? What's called covered? Yeah. So the sad that even though it's not called covered, somebody has to be covered by Beis Chet. This is far I don't know. Then we get to the next svara of Tzemidid. The Rosh tells me a svara. That since Oymid the Gazes, Kilo Oymid Ligas the Gazes, Dami, I don't even know much that. The point is, we look at the Tzemer, Gavi, we look at the Tzemer less as a covering, because it's going to come off. Yeah? And Kolshkein, the Matlis. But even the Matlis, the Rosh had no tzad that if you stop covering it, you spread a shmato over the base of Shechit, like the Rambam says. That was Pashta Rosh. And no, it has to be either wrapped around, or the Bahag says, around the Bahag, it has to be the Rosh towards it, has to be glued on, there's a makah there, the mamash attached. Because all these are svaris in what's called covered. Yeah, the more attached to it, obviously, the more covered it is. And that's the chil between R, and we go on to Tzemer, and we go on to Matlis. This darg is in what's called being covered. But there's a say that Hoch Mashin has to be covered. Yeah.
Matlis is less than
Tzemer? Yes. It's less connected. For Kundrosh, it's not wrapped around, right? For Kundrosh, for sure, it's not wrapped around.
So what's the subject by R?
I said, that was the one part that I have a problem with. That words, why would there be a svara that beis hashchita? You need something that you're going to shech.
Oh, for sure, beis hashchita is.
That's the gemara. That's Yudam Rav. Yudam Rav says he's stuck in that. Let's not forget the gemara. Okay, it was, you know, we have to remember to start with the gemara. Rav Yudam Rav said he stuck the night between the svara and shechted. That's for sure chalak. Okay, that's not up. That's for sure. What is the, and I picked up from Rashi, it seems that the reason why that's more posh is because it's something that has to do with the shechita that's covering it. I don't have avon in that, but that's what I see in Rashi. If anything, it could be svar paketz. You're going to shech, you're going to cut it. If you have Rashi's svar that you know that the tamer you're going to cut off, so it should be it's less of a svar that should be. I mean, in a second you go, you're going to shech it, right? So I'm at loss. I don't know, but I see that in Rashi. Now, not necessarily normally, but here you are, right?
So
say that.
So it's the same thing.
Not the same.
Was it
not the same. No, it's not the same thing. Right. In case you said this for yourself, but the shechit, but the tzemer is oimit to cut. The shechit is not necessarily oimit. You answer your own question.
No, I wasn't. Okay,
it's not oimid batsim.
It's not?
Punkt, I'm shechting now. I have to be shechting now. Tzemer, by definition, is oimid people share wool. Yeah? It's oimid to be sheared. Okay? Here, punkt, I'm shechting. Yeah? Okay. Now, fine. So those are the shailas, the fee the mahaloch that the shailas are being covered. Then there's different dargas of vos haste covered. Well, what's madin covered? It has to be mamish attached. It has to be. That's all these svaras. When we come to so we said the Rashi Rambam is. Not like the Rosh. And Ben Gershom also says like the way that was Ben Gershom say covering Tachas Ha'or Im Hichna Sakin Tachas Ha'or B'Shocha I'm sorry. Tachas Matlis Kolei B'Shocha Tachas Glima Shaloi. He shoved it under his cloak. That's a hard clear like the Rambam. You don't need attached. Yeah? You don't need glued. You don't need Zevi. You don't need glued. You don't need even wrapped around. Yeah? All you need is you spread it over. So, yeah, that's the Rambam. Rambam and the Ben Gershom. Okay, but I want to show now that the Rambam, they both say the same halacha, but I think they're coming from two different perspectives, lagamri. Okay? The Rambam, as we saw before, the Rambam says the problem with the whole sugya is that the knife is not covered. Yeah? Hoyle v'ein ha-sakin gluya. I raise the suffix in the veil. So the issue is sakin gluya. That's clear in the Rambam, like the Ravon. Now, in the Rambam, so where the Rosh said, Rosh implied there was no tzad, stam draped over, that's not called covering. It's not like mamish connected at all, b'chal. It's not called that it's a cover on the knife, the base of shechita. Rambam says, no, even if it's just draped around, still that's enough to be considered enough to be a cover. Now, so the Achrayim ask, the Taz asks on the Rambam from a Gemara 9 Dalit. Gemara 9 Dalit says, Gemara in the Sugya Ben Bakua, Ben Makasha. Gemara over there, in the middle of a whole discussion of whether the Simonim of the Ben Bakua itself has meaning or not. That's not our Sugya really at all. Okay? Gemara discusses a case where you stick your knife into the womb of the animal and you shech the ben pakua. So there the shayla is also simonim. But the shayla is though, what about mitam? What about al chalada? Why is it a problem of chalada? That's a kasha that Taz asks. Memesin far kadmu the betzim the sefer eshkol. Already Bavarin's this question, it's not in the Kasha of Taz. The early Rishayim already asked this Kasha. So again, why is there a problem of Chalada? Oh, so the Shach The Shach gives three answers. And the Mechaber in Tel Eshkol in two of the answers. I'm going to buy Rav Huna. Heard you, huh? I don't even know how to do it. Me, my boy. Yes, two answers. Yes, so the Shach answers like this: B'kasha li m'talmud aruch. You have a whole Gemara that says the whole sugi with the hayshid yada mebehema loykasha midi. The hashem hashayeh chalada kimer dain liyatzal avra ayla. Teretz number one, because it wasn't born yet. This I don't really understand. Because it was born, it wasn't born. Why is the psul chalada only when it's born? I mean, mashal. What about the drasa? You stuck your hand in the womb of the mother. You shechted, be shechted with drasa. No one's gonna say that that's not a problem, right?
How do you know? How do you know if you did drasa if you can't see it?
What does drasa have to do with seeing? You feel. You know you did drasa. What's drasa? Drasa is instead of being moel chomedi, you're pushing down. That's drasa. You know if you did drasa.
How do you even know you're shechting in the right place?
A kash of amazon. Maybe there was a camera in there. Oh, so if the whole problem was you can't see, then the show would be good, right? Oh, Shalak and Ryan's security cameras, they got the Chalav Akum. Okay, right. Oh, so Grada, the Sefer Eshkol, No, this is the territory skips, God. This territory skips. Okay, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. But anyway, what are the two trotsim? Again, one territory is simple territory. That's totally in the economy. The Gemara over there is going, if you're the tzad over here, yeah, how's my shah? Inam yefshah, the hach sugi, the mimboi, im tim slimer, tachas matlis kosher, hari ar mar the supuk by matlis. Right? The supuk matlis. So that Gemara is going, if you're the tzad. This Taka Sevashkar says as well. Inami Lamanda Mataka Saar Kishera, he says, you know, the same idea, but he goes earlier. Even the Mandamar, it's interesting because the Shach only says, the Shach seems to be only bothered by Matlis. Yeah? Meaning, if Matlis is a problem, then Meim is a problem also. It's interesting, if Medaik in the Sefer Eshkol, he says that the Gemara, even if your Matlis is not a problem, still he has a problem. Because it's like the R. It's worse than Matlis.
It's not its own.
I'm just telling you what the Sefer Eshkol said. That I understand the shot. The Sefer Eshkol says it's worse than it's like R, because that's the Teretz. Inam the man da matakas R ksheira kambayle. The man da matakas R ksheira kambayle. I know the first Gemara said that takas R is ksheira. Meaning he's comparing the Me'imoy to takas R. It's not enough the mandama that matlis is kosher. That wouldn't help you. You need the mandama that tachas ar is kosher, because there it's like tachas ar. It's not just on. There it's mamish mokavua. Save. Akapanim, then he gives them zara teretz. Inami shani osin arechem hu kemoi bayish shalom. That did the same, the eshkol. Shani arechem imoi, that mamish, it's funny, the shach like says in mechamen his own, in mechamen mamish my word for word. They have a kebezah shal vlad, because shaychet b'dir ha-behema b'shaych halada. I don't know what it means, dir ha-behema. There is a deer is usually, I guess it's like a covered deer, whatever. Point is, it's like shechting in a deer ha-behema, right? You know, you have it in a farm, in the barn. You shecht in the barn. You want to shecht in the barn? Yeah? What I said before wasn't still tzonis, yeah? It's covered. I was mecham for this, yeah. It's covered, right? Teretz is okay. I mean, the sky is also covered. You know, I there was once one big tzayini that came to Meir Sharim. I forgot who it was, and he wasn't wearing an yarmulke. From the old. So Shalom Kid, you know, he started with Shalom Kid, yeah. Shalom Kid always says, Vu the Kapel, where's the Yarmulke? He said, the Himmel is my Kapel. The sky is my Kapel. So he told me, Chmein, that the Himmel is too great a Kapel for dying to claim a cup. The sky is too big of a Kapel for your little head. I can find him. You don't stop with Shalom Kid, yeah. Anyway, the kids are. So what's Pshat? What they're saying? Because what is he saying, Taka? That it's his house, meaning it's not like we said before. Covering is not that you can't see it. That's true. If covering is you can't see it, you stuck your hand in there, you can't see unless there's a camera in there. Yeah? Right? But covering, that's not what covering means. Covering means that it's covered. Yeah? So Mela, if it's his house, that's not a cover of. The house is not covering me. I'm in the house. Yeah, the house is not a cover on me. Yeah, it's not a cover. It's a house. House is not a cover. The sky is not a couple. Yeah, the Samela, that's a chayr what the Sefer Eshkol is saying, what the Shach is saying. That they're saying it's as if you're shechting it in the corral. You're shechting it in the barn. You're not saying it's covered. It's true. You can't see it. The barn is not a cover of the animal inside. So, that looks like it has.
Why would a blind guy
wish
to be kosher?
Why would it be kosher?
Yeah, you can't see it tonight.
So, again, who's he have to see tonight? I'm all screaming about saying they don't need to see.
Who says you do?
Who says that? Show me. Tell me, so who says that? Now, maybe we'll see someone says it. 1 second. No, but the Pashim Shai, those are learning the Sugya that's being covered. There's nothing to do with that. Okay, maybe Dafke Remegesh, maybe Remegesh, we might say something like that. Let's see. This is all in the Shita that the problem in the Sugya is Alt Gullah. Okay? Now, when it comes to Remegesh,
were we able to say what we said in the Ramah?
What?
Were we able to answer what we said about that, what the Rosh said in the Rambam?
What do you mean?
We said that the order of the Gemara is according to what's less kisui.
Right.
He says matlis is
who?
Drake.
That's also a subtle detail. What is that? Is a drake? Is it have to be mamish attached or drake? They're not arguing. They're arguing. Is that called kisui now? That's the next argument. I mean. Drama. But, that's also called cover. It's also called, it doesn't mean attached to be called cover. But it has to be on it. Not a roof. A roof is not a covering. Now, in the Ben Gershon, so he learns the Sugya is Alts Kederach, right? So he learned again, we had Milmatl Milo, that's the Spitz Shlakederach. Then we go on to Shechting Veshet before the Kana. He didn't do it in the order of Kana Veshet. Okay. So now, what about the Gemara's Mesupik Tachas Or, and the Gemara's Mesupik by Sam, and the Gemara's Mesupik by Matlis. So, L'chayr, you have to explain. It's funny, he doesn't really talk too much in the Hezbra Advarim. So, Tachas Or K'sheira. So what's the stuff of the or? So chayr pshat is the shayla is because vayit is not the derech. The derech is when you do shechita, what do? You cut straight through. You don't go underneath the or, right? When you just like normal shechita is, you go the kana then the veshet. Also, the normal shechita is you cut the or first, right? You go straight through. You don't go under the or and do shtick. Yeah, that's not a normal shechita. So Melo could be that's Gemara Sapek. Now, even though the R is not really part of the Shechita, yeah. Shaila is the Shleike Derech and the R, which is not part of Shechita, is not a problem of Shleike Derech of Chalada. That's Gemara Shaila. In other words, that Avada shechting the Simonim out of order, yeah, that's Gudam Rab, that's Vade problem. And Koshkein, if you do it, Mamat Al Mala. Yeah, so now the Shaila is, what about the R? The R, which is not part of the Shechita, is the problem, is that still called Shalakadar? Then the Gemara goes weiter. The tzemer. The tzemer is less of a problem. The dark is in the shlekedarech. Oh, that's the way Rabbi Gershon learned the Gemara. In other words, because by him the whole thing is about shlekedarech. Konaveshet, not out of order, is a problem. Normally shechtar first. Normally you go through the tzemer. You don't go under the tzemer. There's all shailas in the derech. Oh, so when it comes to the matlis, what's the shaila of the matlis? Yeah, there is not part of the shechita, right? There is the mamet, not in the shechita itself. That's something covering it. So maybe. That's all shailish like a derech. Why? Because normally when you're shech, you want to see. So Dafkar and Baron Gershom, who doesn't learn that the sugi is all covering, the shail is all kederech, maybe the problem of matlis is that you can't see. It's not normal to shech. It's not normal to shech when we can't see what you're doing. The mal when you shech, you want to see what you're doing. The shech on the matlis, and that's why Dafkar and Baron Gershom, if that's true what I'm saying, then it's pashut. That it doesn't have to be attached. The Rishayim that are handling the matlas being attached and different dargas are being attached, karuch or glued or just draped. Yeah, that's all in hilchus being covered. What in dargas of what's called covered? How connected does it have to be that Hashem covered? And Rabbi Gershon, if I'm right, that everything is totally in the derech. That seems to be what he's saying, and that's a shaila of R, and that's a shaila of the wool. When we come to the bag, if the yisayid, the problem is that it's not the derech because you can't see. Then it's pasha doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if it's attached or not. That's why he went straight to glima, yeah. Because if it's because you can't see, it's not normal for shech, but you can't see that way. So then it's pasha, as long as it's covered, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, doesn't make a difference. Mamela, that's why he went straight to Glima, like Rambam. That's what I said before, though. It comes out that Ben Gersh and the Rambam both hold Glima is enough, but they're coming from two different perspectives of Kami. The Rambam, the issue is, the Chiddush Rambam is that Glima is called covered. The Ben Gersh, then since the whole issue is it's not the derech you can't see, then it's partial that it doesn't have to be attached. No, because the shita itself